FM 90.3 WJTL Matthew West, The Heart of Christmas, First Call, the new 12 Days of Christmas in 10th Avenue North. God rest you, merry gentlemen. Good morning. Happy Christmas Eve day, 7:05. Fred and Annie hanging out with you.
Good morning, friends. Time to check the WJTL 2018 end of the year donation thermometer, where our goal is $484,281 is the target to reach budget by the end of the year. So far, your donations have totaled $297,832, which is 62% of the goal. WJTL raises a significant amount of its budget during the last month of the year. And if you've not already done so, I invite you to send your end of the year donation to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim 17545, or you can do it online at WJTL.com. Make sure that your donation is postmarked or completed online before midnight on December 31st. We really do thank you for believing in this radio ministry and for investing in the lives of listeners who are impacted daily.
And our very special guest today, Dave Ober, we look forward to you coming every year. Dave, we share the blessing. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. How are you doing?
Doing great.
You were just telling me that with Share the Blessing, you've been in some small towns that you've never even been in before, sharing what God is doing through Share the Blessing. Tell us about it.
Well, we've been delivering blessings since last Thursday all across central Pennsylvania, as far out as Carlisle, Hanover, East Berlin, then up into the northeast, up into Lebanon, Jonestown, and out far east as far as media now. So as your radio stations are picked up by more and more by computers, we're meeting the needs of people outside of central Pennsylvania. But it's still the hearts here. I mean, Fred and I grew up in the Elizabethtown area. I mean, let's talk about how life changes. I mean, Elizabethtown, for the first time, has its own permanent homeless shelter.
Wow.
I mean,
wow,
think about how much that has changed.
Yeah.
These were groups that were just talking about it years ago. We were in the heart of some very difficult areas. Areas even last year where I was, just the week that I was there, we were delivering presents, police officers that had been shot. Tough areas. We appreciate all of our volunteers, in fact, the ladies right now that are hoping you'll call. Share the Blessing, though, needs your help. Our phone number is 717-283-1654. That's 717-283-1654. 100% of your individual gifts will go out. They come in today. They will go out today. We will deliver late into Christmas Eve, and we deliver actually on Christmas Day also to these families. I mean, some of them are difficult. I just was talking to a pastor yesterday in the afternoon because he had nominated so many families, and we asked the question, look, we're in the middle of this. We trust God of what comes in, we send out, but you need to help me prioritize of these names and these families that are going through difficult times. Which ones would you want us to hit first? That's a tough question.
Right.
I mean, when you're asking people to make decisions,
sure.
It's really difficult. So Share the Blessing has been around for a while. I guess we're approaching over 15 years. We've been meeting the needs short-term at Christmas time for families that are going through difficult times not of their own making. We have families from everything. Yesterday, I was with a family over in Adams County, who a four-year-old with severe brain cancer issues. No one's getting a whole lot of sleep. There's people with him 24 hours. But the part, the blessing that comes back to us is the amount of tears that we spend with these families.
Wow.
You go in for somebody who didn't think they had anything to give to their children tomorrow, and all of a sudden they realize, wow, we have something. We're not forgotten. The number one question is, how did you hear about us? Most people think they're suffering in pain and loneliness. And as everything we read, loneliness is the fastest growing issue for people across the country. A lot of people want to say it's about anxiety. It's about loneliness, about losing connections. As people stop going to church and all those community contacts, more and more there's people across the street from where you live right now who are going through difficult times, but you don't know about it because you're not interacting with them. No one is. It is the greatest call of the gospel message right now that we need to break down these big fences that in real reality don't exist in most neighborhoods and go meet our neighbors because they are going through difficult times. Mm. They might be suffering from colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. I mean, all the different cancers. We've delivered blessings to almost every type of family suffering through cancer. But the heartbreaks of the folks that are just lost, they don't have anyone. You know, when you have to stand, and a lot of these homeless shelters open only like at 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night, and you're standing waiting for professionals. One young lady, she's an RN, came down with a form of a disease where she has to have chemotherapy. She can no longer work. She has a young child, lost her apartment, everything's going wrong for her. What do you do? What do you do when your whole life is packed into a older van? And that's your whole life. And that's where your kids are living through the day because you can't find a place to sleep until 6 o'clock at night. Difficult situations. This is the heart of Central Penn, Pennsylvania. We are no longer just this place with just beautiful rural farms. The latest research says that 50% of all those in poverty now live in suburbia and rural areas. It is not just the inner city, folks. If you think that's happening, you're missing out and you've lost touch with your neighbor. God has called you to reach the lost, and the lost lives right next to you. We keep thinking it's overseas, but the greatest growing percentage of unchurched, unsaved people are here in our communities, our suburbia, our rural areas, and it's just getting worse. And more people are lost, and they've lost the relevance. Share the Blessing allows you in a very quick way to show the relevance of Jesus Christ by providing what Billy Graham used to talk about, hope. We need hope in our lives. And it's difficult because even Romans 12:12 says we have to choose to rejoice in hope. It's not an emotion. It's a choice. You have a choice to love your neighbor next to you. Now, you might not know how to do it. And let's face it, the old days, we used to enjoy having all those baked noodle burger meals that our moms put together. We don't do that anymore. We don't deliver those things anymore. But we can love. By you taking your $5, $10, $15 gift put together with other people's gifts, we'll bless some families, and we'll go out right away today and deliver those. So you can either go to sharetheblessing.com, and there's a place there where you can actually donate or even nominate a family. We probably had like 15 families nominated just yesterday, some of them after midnight last night, which was always interesting. Or you can call the young ladies at the phone bank right now at 717-283-1654. The Lord is calling the church to say, what makes you any different than any other group? And clearly he said from the very beginning, it's how you treat the poor, the widows, and the orphans. And folks, whatever you want to call them, whether they're social orphans, there is a lot of children right now who are going to go hungry tomorrow and will have no presents. Whether that matters or not to you, I think those souls deeply matter to Jesus Christ. He asked the children to come to him. This is your opportunity through Share the Blessing to make an impact here locally. This isn't going overseas. 100% of the money raised, 100% goes out here in Central Pennsylvania. So please call 717-283-1654 or go to sharetheblessing.com and help us right now.
And we've been honored, Dave, to be part of Share the Blessing since you started.
From the very beginning.
Remember that very first year you came in with this idea, and we were like, well, yeah, let's talk about it. And we love what you're doing. And I love that you do call the pastors and that you do find out about the families and that you do try to reach those who are most in need. We want to invite you now. Go to sharetheblessing.com. This is a great organization that is making a huge impact, not tomorrow, not next year, today on Christmas Eve and tomorrow on Christmas Day. Go to sharetheblessing.com or call the ladies 717-283-1654. We'll talk more with Dave coming up in just a bit. Hillsong, David.